With the new moon on Tuesday, November 29th, and the inner planet serving as the moon's footpath into the month of December, this will be a spectacular week for early evening stargazing. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. So the moon is new on Tuesday morning at 7:18 a.m., and this means that it might be possible to see the thin crescent as early as Wednesday, about 40 minutes after sunset. The moon will be just to the right of the planet Mercury, and both of them will be very close to the western horizon, so you have to look early. Then by Friday, the lunar crescent will be higher up and larger, now holding court with the brilliant planet Venus, also in the west within an hour of sunset. Sunset is early at this time. It's like 4:42 p.m. Now, because Mercury and Venus are closer to the Sun than the Earth is, they are referred to as these inner planets. They never move very far from the Sun, and they will never be seen on the opposite side of the Earth from the Sun. So because of this, ancient stargazers believed that Mercury and Venus, because they were tied so closely to the Sun, were connected to the forces of necessity that the ancients believed governed destiny in human beings. The outer planets, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn, these were further away from the Earth, from the Sun than the Earth is, so they were connected to the forces of human freedom. Now, a fitting poem to accompany your stargazing this week, as you contemplate these forces of necessity and freedom, is George Gordon, Lord Byron's "She Walks in Beauty Like the Night," of cloudless climes and starry skies, and all that's best of dark and bright meets in her aspect and her eyes, thus mellowed to that tender light which heaven to gaudy day denies. As you read through Byron's poem and as you look into the sky this week, it's easy to imagine the cosmic forces of destiny and freedom streaming down from the celestial world to human beings on the earth. I'm Mary Stuart Adams from Emmett County's International Dark Sky Park at the Headlands.